On Thursday, acclaimed author and speaker Deborah Fine will appear at the University of Wyoming Ballroom at 4:30 discussing the art of a conversation. Fine is a former engineer and the founder of a company called The Fine Art of Small Talk.
What are conversation skills that you use in order not only to look for a new career opportunity, but to also gain visibility in a community or leverage influence? And or just to not be a silo kind of corporate executive where you're in your office, you never leave it for lunch because you're so busy. But the truth is you just don't know what to say to those 25-year-olds that work for you.
Well, one of the things you suggest like right off the bat is prepare, I mean, be ready for
right.
a conversation.
That's right.
Would you talk a little bit about that?
If I'm going to go to a conference, an industry occasion, whatever it may be, I'm going to walk in prepared with things to talk about. So the obvious one is based on where we are, what we're attending, you know, what got you involved in this organization, what kinds of committees are you on and why, what did you think of that general session speaker? You know, anything that is a commonality for us, I might use that as an opening, but I'm prepared to do that. You know, my motto for me and anybody who wants to sort of change who they are as I did is be prepared with things to talk about. Be prepared with what to talk about when people ask you these rhetorical questions when you want to connect with people.
Deborah Fine visiting with us. I want to ask you about how one then uses a conversation to their advantage or, you know, maybe it's job advancement or, you know, networking, that sort of thing. So we've talked about the initial introductions and how to engage someone. How do we take it to that next step?
Well, a couple of things. For instance, one of the roles that I'm serving at the University of Wyoming on February 13th is many of the attendees will be students. So one of their goals, I believe, I was a student once, I have children that are now self-supporting, I like to brag, but is to network with alum, as you know, as well as potential, but alum from the University of Wyoming. So how do you walk up to somebody like that, whether it's at the event on February 13th and or at a football game or just at, or let's say you've met before, what do you say when you run into them again? This is a huge source of what they call networking. Most people think networking is reaching out and taking and asking for something when you need something. But that just burns bridges or just stalls. Instead, what I think networking should be is reaching out to people when you don't need them to build a community. So, for instance, if I were a freshman or a sophomore student at the University of Wyoming, I would be reaching out to alum now before I needed an internship, before I needed a position. If I was in finance at the University of Wyoming, I would be attending banking conference meetings, CPA finance monthly, you know, these monthly luncheon type things where you can go as a guest to meet people. And so networking is where you don't sit and just talk to the fellow student that's in attendance. Networking and talking to people is walking up to new people, introducing yourself and attempting to engage them in conversation and then building that network. But the other ways we use it is, for instance, I referred to it earlier, if you're a decision maker, if you're a manager, a leader within your organization, for you to not do sort of what they used to call management by walking around, but what now I would just call not being so busy at your desk that you build no rapport with the people that work for you, that the only time they engage in you is when during a job evaluation or when you're talking about a project. But instead, you have to build that trust to actually walk up to somebody, say, so how, you know, bring me up to date. What's been going on in your life outside of work since the last time we talked? That's a very simple question to ask. It's pretty specific. It's not too personal. And it's a way to build a bond with somebody and get to know them outside of the business at hand. And that's the other reason conversation skills are so important. If you want to be an influencer, if you want to be the kind of leader people want to be around, you're the type of person that shows a genuine interest, not just when you need something.
Last point, last takeaway you'd like to give us.
Well, isn't that interesting? Did everybody hear Bob how he gave me an exit line? This is a wonderful technique to use for exiting people, and that's what I call a white flag. Bob, let me know. Okay, this is it. You're almost done. So throw it out there. So that's what you're going to do at functions now. You're going to say, Bob, in a couple of minutes I need to take off because I've got a meeting I'm not prepared for. But before I do, Bob, tell me, what do you enjoy the most about your work with Wyoming Public Radio?
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of my favorite exit lines, is to wave that white flag. Let somebody know you can get out of this with dignity. However, let's go. Wrap it up. We're done. you know, the person talking about their golf game for ad nauseum, et cetera.
Deborah Fine, we're looking forward to seeing you here in Laramie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to being there.